Okay, welcome back to our experience Shabbat Shir. So this evening we are speaking about the topic, I forgot the official name that I called it, but we're speaking about the topic of happiness on Shabbos, of the obligation and or lack thereof to be happy on Shabbos. And the reason why, you know, last week we were supposed to meet, but unfortunately I wasn't able to at the last minute to give the class, but it's Hashkacha, it's divine intervention that we're meeting tonight, because tonight is Rosh Chodesh Adar, and as we know, when the new month of Adar comes, Misha Nechnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha, we're supposed to increase in our happiness. So very apropos for us to be speaking about the theoretical obligation to be happy on Shabbos. And the major question that we're going to deal with is there an obligation to be happy on Shabbos? Right? We sort of naturally always just assume on some level that there is an obligation. We say, oh, it's Shabbos. You know, you have to be happy. You can't be sad. But the truth is those two things are different, right? To say that I'm obligated to be happy or to say that I'm not allowed to be sad, those are two different things, two sides of the same coin, but two different areas of halacha. So we're going to have to understand which one, if both or if neither of them do apply on Shabbos. We know that when it comes to Yontif, when it comes to any holiday, in general, there is a pasuk that tells us specifically with Sukkot, but we apply this to the other holidays as well. And the pasuk says, "V'samachta b'chagecha." We have an obligation to be happy on holidays, so we specifically say that when it comes to every yontif, we sit down, we have meat, we have wine, because there is an intrinsic obligation that one has to experience a sense of happiness on. Oh, hello, Howie and Stacy.
Hello.
Good to see you guys. So there's a true obligation to be happy on Yontif, but when it comes to Shabbos, there is no pasuk, there is no verse that seems to allude to any sort of happiness that we're supposed to be experiencing or be celebrating. So where, if any, source is there about being happy on Shabbos? So the truth is there, you won't even find a Gemara, let alone a pasuk about it, but there are several hints that we have throughout our tradition that seem to say there is an idea to be happy on Shabbos. Number one is the fact that If you're reading your Shabbos Musaf on Shabbos morning, we have the paragraph Yismichu b'malchus chashomer Shabbos, that we are happy, we are excited to be in the presence of God's kingship to be keeping Shabbos. And the fact that we use the word Yismichu, that we're happy, seems to allude to the fact that we are happy on Shabbos, that there is an obligation to be happy on Shabbos. Moreover, we have Shabbos Zmiros that seem to tell us, right? The Zmiros have been one of the important sources for us over the last few weeks, because the Zmiros say things that we don't necessarily find anywhere else, but they sort of spell it out for us and make it a common idea, and that is that in the song that is customarily sung on Shabbos night at the Friday night meal, the song Kol Makadesh, we say, B'yom HaShabbos, Sisu V'Simchu, that on Shabbos we are happy and we're excited like those who received the Torah, or like we were when we received the Torah. So therefore it would seem that there is an obligation, or if not an obligation, at least a reality that we are meant to be happy on Shabbos. So where does all of this come from? So the conversation truthfully begins in a Gemara that could be in a Pasuk that can be found in Sefer Bamidbar. The Pasuk says, in a context not necessarily related to Shabbos specifically, it says, "V'yom simchaschem," on the days of your happiness, of Moadechem, and on the holidays, of Rosh Chodeshem, and on the Rosh Chodeshes, Utekatem b'chatzosros alolosechem, you're going to sound, blast your trumpets over the sacrifices that you bring, all the other sacrifices, and it will be a reminder of you before Hashem that I am Hashem, your God. And the big question in this pasuk is over here that we seem to have three categories at the beginning of the verse. It says, "Uviyom simchaschem," on the days of your happiness, "Uvimoadechem," on your holidays, "Uvimoadechem," so fine, Rosh Chodesh, we know perfectly well what that is. Moadechem, the holidays, we know perfectly well what the holidays are. What is the Yom Simchaschem? Is that a separate category of days? And the Mefarshim seem to explain, yes, this is a separate category of days. What is the days of your happiness? According to the Ibn Ezra, not Shabbos, which that's where you think I'd be headed, but actually he says, Sheshavtem me'eretz oyiv, o nitzachtem ha'oyiv ha'ba'alechem. You were at war, and you fought against an enemy, you won, you were victorious in that war. That is what it means on a day that you are experiencing happiness. That is true happiness that you will be feeling, and that would be a day that you would blow the trumpets to express your elation that Hashem has allowed you to be victorious over this battle. However, the Sifri, he is one of the earliest, or the Medrash Sifri is one of the earliest sources where this can be found, where it basically translates this pasuk as follows: Uvyom Simchaschem, the days of your happiness. What are the days of your happiness? Well, it makes a lot of sense in context. Elu Shabbosos, these are Shabbos days. Every Shabbos, we have an obligation to be happy. This is the source from the Torah that tells us that on Shabbos you're happy. How do you know that on Shabbos you're meant to be happy? Because the Torah calls Shabbos days of happiness, which seems to allude to the clear fact that we have an obligation to be happy on Shabbos. The Baal HaTorim, one of the commentators in the Torah, even takes this one step further. He says, the word Simchaschem, if you break it down into gematria, has the same gematria, the same numerical value as Gam B'Yom HaShabbos, which evidently, right, also on the day of Shabbos, which seems to allude again to the fact that Shabbos is a day of happiness. So what's the deal over here? On the one hand, it would seem, according to the Ibn Ezra, at least in many others, at face value, there is no obligation. And on the other hand, it would seem that it might be an obligation, that Shabbos is intrinsically a day of happiness. So let's understand, is Shabbos a day of happiness or not? So really where we're going to come to is a sort of a stalemate. There are basically going to be an equal amount of commentators and gemaras and midrashim that seem to allude that there is happiness on Shabbos and that there is not happiness on Shabbos. But let's see what some of the commentaries have to say. So the Shita Mekubetzes, one of the Rishonim that could be found on we don't have him on every single Gemara, but on Ksubis we do have him. And so in the Gemara Ksubis he says as follows. He says that Sha'aser Lisa Isha B'Shabbos, that is prohibited to marry a woman. It's prohibited for a couple to get married on Shabbos. Why is it prohibited to get married on Shabbos? So there is one typical answer that's given that some of us might be aware, that it's called mekachu memkar, that it's a sort of a transaction, right? We know that, of course, marriage should always be filled with love and all that good stuff. But at the end of the day, from a halachic standpoint, the marriage takes place through a sort of a financial transaction, if you will, and a halachic transaction. And we don't like to do those things on Shabbos, but that's not what the Shita Mekubetzes says. He quotes the Rambam, I believe, who says, why don't we do marriages on Shabbos? Why don't we do weddings on Shabbos? Uper Hashatam, the reason is, Mishum De'ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. We don't mix one type of happiness with another type of happiness. Getting married is a type of happiness, but what is the other type of happiness on Shabbos? Shabbos itself. Shabbos itself, we have the obligation to be happy, so we can't mix another happiness, which would be getting married. The Sefer Tashbetz says an idea related to this as well. He says, "Ve'od akate ika isar hesped v'tainis be'uso yom de'ifshar d'mishum Shabbos gufei lo mitaser behesped de'lo ashkechan the Shabbos ikra yom simcha eleg oneg ba'achila." He says that when it comes down to Shabbos, you would think that maybe there is an obligation to be happy on Shabbos, and therefore you are not allowed to do things like give eulogies, or you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos, but the truth is, no, technically on Shabbos, you are allowed to give a eulogy, you are allowed to fast. Why? Because Shabbos is not a day that we call a day of happiness, rather it's a day of oneg, it's a day of enjoyment, that you eat to be satiated, and you eat to be happy and be filled with joy. And there even is mourning on Shabbos, right? Someone who is sitting Shiva, they can't go out of their house in their clothes that they're supposed to be wearing during Shiva. They have to put on Big Day Shabbos. But in the house, the private laws of Avelis, they do apply even on Shabbos. And therefore we see, according to the Tashbetz, that there is actually not Simcha on Shabbos. There's not happiness on Shabbos, because there are many areas that we usually see as being antithetical to halachic happiness. And we are allowed to do many of these things. We're allowed to fast on Shabbos, technically. Again, not any fast, but there are certain fasts that we might be allowed to fast. There are laws of Avelos, laws of mourning, that we have on Shabbos in private as well. There are additional sources that seem to switch back and forth between these two things. There's a source in the Shulchan Aruch who says Shulchan Aruch writes, "Ubigdei Yom Tov yehiyu yoter tovim mishal Shabbos." An important halacha, everyone should be aware. One should always dress nicely on Shabbos, as we've said in the past. Even if, God forbid, there's a shutdown, if you're not going to shul, there still is an obligation to dress nicely on Shabbos. There's still the holiness of Shabbos, even if you're not going outside in public. But there's an important halacha as well, that it's that one is supposed to dress nicer on Yontif. Why does someone have to dress nicer on Yontif than on Shabbos? The Magen Avraham explains, "Mishum dechayev besimcha," because on Yontif you're obligated in happiness. We should enjoy more, we should be more lavish on Yontif, have more delicious food on Yontif, because there is an actual obligation to be happy, whereas we don't have the obligation to be happy on Shabbos itself. A Gemara in Moed Katan, I'll say this outside, the Gemara in Moed Katan says the famous idea that when it comes to a Yontif, if a person sits, is sitting Shiva or experiencing the loss of a loved one shortly before a Yontif starts, so Yontif has the capacity to cancel out different aspects of Avela. So, for example, if someone starts sitting Shiva the day before Yontif, they get to Yontif and the Shiva is cut off. They only have a day and a half or so of Shiva. If someone is in the Shloshim period, right, their loved one passed away within the last 30 days, then the Yontif will cut off, will in a sense, cut off the Shloshim, and that it won't be a full series of days of Shloshim. It will not be the entire 30 days. And says Tosfos on that Gemara in Moed Katan, that why doesn't Shabbos, you would think if Shabbos is such a holy and nice and happy day, why would Shabbos not cut off the Shiva process? Meaning, right, so every single day, every single Shiva you have, let's say in the longest case of Shiva you would have, if Shabbos would cut off, person is buried on Sunday, so you sit Shiva, and Shabbos Shabbos should cut off part of that Shiva, and you shouldn't have Shiva on Shabbos. Why don't we assume that Shabbos acts like that? And rather, we assume that the Shiva continues through Shabbos. So therefore, if someone passes away or is buried on Thursday, and Shiva starts on Thursday afternoon, you continue sitting Shiva through the next week. So why doesn't Shabbos cut off Shiva? And the Tosfos rules that Shabbos mihalok siv simcha, that there's no obligation of simcha on Shabbos. When it comes to Yontif, since there is an obligation of simcha, since there is an obligation of the happiness, that obligation cancels out the obligation that one has to mourn. However, when it comes to Shabbos, since there is no intrinsic obligation of happiness, that will not cancel out anything, and that's why Shabbos never cancels out Shiva to begin with. There is another classical reason given. One second, Alan. There is another classical reason that is given regarding why Shabbos doesn't cut out Shiva. The answer is because then he can never have Shiva, right? We know that Shiva... Right, exactly. So there's an idea that Shiva is supposed to be 7 days. Well, if Shiva is supposed to be 7 days, so that means if you allow Shabbos to cut it off, then you'll never have a 7-day Shiva, because Shabbos comes at least once every 7 days, and therefore that seems to be an intrinsic understanding, so you don't have to get so theoretical where Tosfos is saying it must be that Simcha and Shabbos doesn't apply. No, it's just that Shiva in and of itself, in its nature, is meant to be 7 days, and therefore that's why, obviously, Shabbos can never cut it off. There is an idea that is brought down in this beautiful sefer that was put out by Masifta on the commentary that he offers on many, many different, or a gathering of commentary that he offers on Zmiros, on Shabbos songs that we sing. He writes as follows, a really beautiful idea, quoting the Ohel Yisrael. He says, "Hachiluk bein sason l'simcha hu, shasason hu al davar shekvar bali adam, v'simcha hi al davar ha'atid lavo l'adam." Right, we started off the class by quoting the Shabbos Zemer Kol Mekadesh, that we have both Sason and Simcha. Shabbos is not just a day of Simcha according to the Zemer Kol Mekadesh, but it's also a day of Sason. So he says, what's the difference between Sason and Simcha? They both literally translate roughly into happiness, but what's the different type of the qualitative happiness that we find with each of these words? And he explains that Sason is happiness that we experience over something that already happened to a person, and Simcha is a happiness about something that is going to happen in the future to a person. And he goes on basically to explain that when it comes to Shabbos itself, well, let's see a little further inside, because he says it very nicely. He says, "Al kein b'yom ha-Shabbos sisu v'simchu." Therefore, on Shabbos, we have both of these types of happinesses, the previous, what has happened already, and what is going to come. "Shekin ha-Shabbos hi kiyum ha-briya," because Shabbos is the reason why we are alive, shebezchus shemiras haShabbos mischadeshes habria l'shisha yamim, because of the merit of Shabbos, of keeping Shabbos, that's what allows creation to renew itself every single week, to have the 6 weekdays. Ve'ilulei sheshamru Yisrael es haShabbos haya haolam chozer l'tohu vavahu. Without Shabbos, the world will just return to nothingness and to an empty void. Ve'kein haShabbos mekareves es haGeula. And so too, Shabbos brings the days of redemption. And therefore, we basically find that on Shabbos, we have the right to be happy for the fact that we had the previous week, and we also have the right to be happy for the upcoming week. Because if not for Shabbos, there would not be a reason to have the future, to have the past or the future, and in particular, we would not have reason to experience the Geula, the redemption, because Shabbos ultimately will bring the redemption as well. And these are all the different types of happinesses that we're meant to experience on Shabbos. There is another, so with that, we basically find ourselves, as we started off with at the beginning, that there is basically this stalemate. Again, so many commentators, so many different pieces seem to allude to the fact that there is Simcha on Shabbos, and others seem to allude that there is no Simcha on Shabbos. So where are we going with all of this? What are we supposed to take away and understand from all of this? So there's a beautiful piece that I found. There's a journal that I never knew existed that I found because of my research on this. It's called the Aliba de Helchasa, and it's a journal that's printed in Eretz Yisrael, that's printed in Israel, and there's a whole piece that he has in there, written by I think there was a whole issue that was written about happiness on Shabbos, and then this was like the follow-up article to it, written by an individual named Mordechai Karlbach. It could be that he's like someone that I should know, but I don't know who that is. He writes this whole piece on Simcha and happiness on Shabbos, and he basically says as follows: you want to know what the difference is between Shabbos and the Yontif, in which there is an obligation to have Shabbos, and there is an obligation to have happiness, and Shabbos, that there is no obligation per se to have happiness, but we still experience happiness. He says that on Yontif is a yom of simcha, and Yontif is there is a din, a halacha, to be happy, but on Shabbos, there is no halacha to be happy, there just is happiness. Now, that's kind of a very deep idea, and when you think about it and say it too many times, it doesn't actually make that much sense. But I think if we frame it in the following piece that I want to share with you from the Nesiva Shalom, I think it will begin to make a lot of sense. The Nesiva Shalom, he doesn't say this question explicitly, whether it is a day of happiness or not, but he seems to be struggling with this question. Is Shabbos a day of happiness? Yes or no? Just it's a yes or no question. What's the answer? Can't be maybe. So what is it? So he says, well, the answer is maybe, but I'll tell you why it's maybe. He says as follows: Od yesh lomar, to be yom ha-Shabbos miskayim be'ish Yisrael, mamar akasev, Amcha lo chasarta davar, that there's a pasuk in Devarim that says that Hashem will be with you, and with Hashem being with you, you will not be lacking anything. Kemo shepirshuhu Rabbosenu Hakadoshim, just like our rabbis explained. What did our rabbis teach us? Shekashir ish Yehudi yodeya umargish bilibo ki Hashem yisparach imo tamid memeila eno chaser davar. When a Jewish individual, man, woman, or child, understands and feels in their heart that God is with them always, then you will realize that nothing is lacking from you. That's what that pasuk that we just quoted in Devarim, that's what it teaches us. When Hashem is with you, always, if you realize that, you'll understand that you're never lacking anything. Ukemamar akasev ki imcha mekor chayim, and there's a verse that says that with God, that God is the source of life, perish b'chayim imcha ze gufo etzem mekor chayim. The understanding of that verse is that a life with God, that is the source of our life. Ki az hu hameushar biyoter. Kedichtev ani karavta elokim li tov. Kishe Yehudi margish es atzmo karov l'Hashem Yisparach. That when a Jewish person feels close to God, as tov lo, then it's good for him. V'ino chaser davar, and he is not lacking anything. And therefore he concludes, related to our topic, v'hinei b'Shabbos kodesh. On Shabbos itself, Shehu Yom Hadveikus As bivadei eino chaser davar, that on Shabbos, which is a day in which we've explained so many times, time and time again, it's a day in which we are meant to be getting closer and closer to Hashem with every step, with every second, every hour, every minute of the day. That's what the day is all about, strengthening our relationship with the Almighty. If that's what the day is all about, then it must be that when we are with God, we are not lacking anything. And if Shabbos is a day that we are with God, it must be that Shabbos is a day that we feel as if we are lacking nothing, that we had everything we could ever need in this world. And we'll be filled with happiness. That's the key word. We'll be filled with happiness over serving God. That God is making us happy. And we feel in our hearts how thankful we are to Hashem, that we have everything in the world because we have Hashem with us. And we sing to Hashem's name up above. Whenever someone doesn't feel a sense of happiness, whenever someone feels a lacking, that's because there's some sort of a screen dividing them from Hashem. And when you feel sad at all, that means that there's something that is separating between you and God. But when it comes to Shabbos, misbatlin kol hamachitzos v'hamaseicha bein Yehudi la'avinu shebashamayim. On Shabbos, all the screens, all the dividers, all the machitzas that we have between us and God, they all disappear. Poof, they all go away. And because those dividers disappear between us and God on Shabbos, as memeila lo chasar tzadavar, we immediately go into this state of not lacking anything. And we are filled with happiness on Shabbos as a result of that. What I think the Nesiva Shalom is getting to over here is that on Shabbos, it seems pretty clear, again, not unequivocally clear, because there do seem to be halachic sources that might imply that there is an obligation to be happy on Shabbos. We didn't even quote this opinion, but the Bahag, the Baal Hilchos Gadol, is one of the earliest of the commentators who go through the mitzvos, so he says that there actually is an obligation to be happy on Shabbos, which would imply that halachically we are meant to be obligated to experience happiness in the same way we do on Yontif on Shabbos as well. Nonetheless, since there seems to be so many people who are not into this idea, I think that the answer can be found in what we just shared, and that is that on Shabbos itself, there is not an obligation to be happy, but we can't help but be happy nonetheless. And the reason why we can't help but be happy nonetheless is because this is a day that we are with Hashem. As we've explained over the last few weeks, that it's a day that is me'ein olam haba, that we are experiencing a taste of the world to come. We explained, I think, 4 weeks ago that it's a day in which we... the day itself, the spirit, the atmosphere of the day brings healing to a person. That's why we don't need to daven for healing on Shabbos, because the day itself will bring healing. All of the little particles that are brought into the world when we breathe in the air of Shabbos tell us and tell our hearts and minds and souls to be happy, because this is a day in which we are connecting with Hashem. And therefore, ultimately, we find that there is no obligation to be happy on Shabbos, because we don't need an obligation. We immediately and automatically experience that sense of happiness. If we don't always experience that happiness on Shabbos, then we know what our homework is for this Shabbos, that Hashem should bless us. We hope and pray to feel and experience the true happiness of Shabbos, not because there is an obligation, but because it's an intuition. To feel that closeness to Hashem immediately transforms us into a state of absolute bliss and happiness. We should all be blessed to reach that high level this Shabbos, God willing. Everyone should have a beautiful night and a beautiful Shabbos.